Hello.
Hi, this is Jose from Family First Home Care. Am I speaking with Brigitte Manning?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. This case, first, I just wanted to let you know that I will be the new coordinator of your case from now on, okay? So it will be handled
Okay,
with me.
but I just got someone last week.
Oh, okay. Who is it? Let me
Yes,
verify.
I forgot what her name was,
Was it Nina?
but I think it was Nina.
Oh no, she was temporary because what happens is that the coordinator that was going to be assigned to you originally is not working with us anymore. That's why now you are with me. But in this case, you won't be switched anymore. Don't worry, you will stay with me. Nina was a temporary
Okay.
coordinator.
Okay. Okay, so you're now my contact person.
Correct. And like I said, I will not be switched. I will stay with you, okay? No worries.
Okay, and your name again is
Jose. Jose.
Jose. Okay. Oh,
Go
I'm
ahead.
sorry, go ahead.
No, I just was going to confirm some quick information to make sure I got it up to date first.
Okay.
I see that the person is Aranda Cottle, the one that is taking care of you,
Yes.
right? Okay.
Yes.
Verify something else. I see that right now she's the last week she made 10 hours per day, from 9 to 7. I see.
Yes, it's
Okay.
because I have 70 hours.
Oh, so you gotta increase, right? Or it's
Yes.
just okay. I mean, yeah, you are right. 70, I see. Okay, now the address we have here for 2505 North College Avenue. Correct?
Yes, but
Unit A
I
as in apple?
right. But I
Okay.
also have my son's address down because I don't always stay at my house. So my caregiver, wherever I go, she goes with me.
Oh, okay. I get it.
So you should have listed on there, Gilham Street also.
Let me verify 1 minute. One moment, please, in the record so maybe I can see it. Yeah, I have it over here too. Thank you. No worries.
Oh,
Now
wonderful.
have you been hospitalized this last month or no?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, if you have been in the hospital this last month or no?
Oh, no,
Admitted.
not,
Or
yeah,
just for
not,
appointments.
right. I've just been going to my doctor's appointments,
Oh, okay, as usual. Get it.
as usual, yes. I was, excuse me, I was hospitalized in May.
Oh, I understand. Thank you for letting me know. Okay, and finally, with the agency, we want to know if the service it's been good or maybe there's anything you want to report. You can let me know.
No, actually, everything has been pretty good.
Okay, thank you for that. Well, in that case, in 5 minutes, you will get a text message from me with all my contact information. So whenever you need something, just text me or call me. Okay?
Thank you so much, Jose. I really appreciate that.
No, it's a pleasure. So, is there maybe anything else that I may assist you with?
Is it possible for me to add my sister's address on there also?
Yeah, in that case, when I send you a text message, just to make sure that I have the address correct, you can reply that
Okay.
text with the address, okay?
Okay, wonderful. Because like I said, there are times where I just do not like being at home at my own address, and my caregiver will come and assist me. like she'll take me to where I want to go, and then she'll stay and give me the care that I need.
Oh, yeah, I understand, but no worries. In this case, just send me the address. We will add it here in the system. And also, and well, every time you can, if it's possible, just clock out of your home. But if you, maybe you are not home and you have to clock out outside, just make sure that you are right next to the caregiver, okay? So both of you will appear at the same place. All right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so now just wait for my message with my contact information, all right?
Okay.
In that case, thank you very much for answering my call and letting me share this information. Have a great day, all right?
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.